This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, we start tonight's in Nigeria. Now, a bit of a sad story that three gay men have been sentenced to be capital punishment by stoning. And there's fears that this will be a slippery slope to more violence against the queer community, according to LGBTQ+ groups. It's not the first time such draconian laws have been implemented.
We should point out that this is in one of the states of Nigeria that has Sharia law. Yes. So not, correct. You know, there's no good news stories in Nigeria because even in the other states you can get imprisoned for up to 14 years.
Correct.
But this is the extreme end of their laws.
Yes, a bit similar to the situation in Indonesia.
Indonesia, correct.
And the Sharia law in Aceh province. So, yes, it does open the doors to violence, to these very draconian responses, and so
it really is a rolling back of they've seemed to have had a period where there haven't been any capital punishment convictions for quite some time, and now this has come through. So I don't know if something in the area has changed, but yes, certainly the local LGBT rights group has said that the risk is that it's not just about this sentencing, but that it is a rallying call for people to attack LGBT people. It's giving them permission.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have to keep an eye on how that develops there.
They do have 30 days to appeal. Yes. So they'll go through the appeal process. But, as we said, it's never a... There's no easy path in Nigerian law for LGBT people.
No.
Across to Russia now, where many people have come out in support of Russia's number one ranked female tennis player, Daria Kasatkina, who has come out publicly. One of the first Russian, first openly gay Russian national team athlete that came out, a footballer by Nadia Karpova. Said, when I heard the news about Kasatkina, I couldn't believe it. I was so proud. I was ecstatic, jumping like crazy in my flat. And in fact, Kasatkina mentioned in the interview that Karpova had been an inspiration. It was a great discussion around the need to have a role model, to have somebody that, to see yourself in the world.
And she also says that the timing is so important because it's, with everything that's happening in Ukraine, and maybe that's what's inspiring these athletes, because we've had it in the tennis I can't remember which player, to be honest, but it was in Wimbledon, I think, who sort of also said he doesn't want those whole countries' population to be tainted by the Kremlin's decisions.
It's not just the war too. The Duma there has, their parliament has introduced a new level, a worse level of the anti-gay propaganda bill.
As if it can get any worse.
So the first one was sort of, you can't say anything about LGBT people around kids.
Yes.
This is now a blanket law. You can't talk about LGBT issues at all.
And the way they go as far as to say it's not you can't say it in positive, you can't say it in neutral. I mean, you're just basically saying you can't say anything unless it's like these people will burn in hell. And any film, so this is following what's happened in in the Middle East, in some countries like Qatar, where films with LGBTIQ content will be banned. No surprises there.
Wonder if Kasatkina is perhaps looking at an exit strategy from Russia, even if if needed, because Putin has actually held rallies with some of the country's top athletes to try and, you know, get people on board with the war, whereas Kasatkina has gone the opposite way and said we shouldn't be at war and, hey, I'm lesbian.
Yeah, the good side of this is that the recent polls have shown that actually what the Kremlin's trying to push the line is not necessarily going down with the youth. The youth at attitudes, one survey shows, has actually increased from 23% to 32% who feel that LGBTI people are, quote, normal. So, you know, the Kremlin may be pushing, but it's often hard to, it's not as easy to enforce one's agenda.
And an interesting survey out of Africa, run by a South African-based foundation, and they've been running this survey for a few years now. Nearly 40% of young Africans now believe there is more that needs to be done to prevent discrimination, persecution and hate crimes on the basis of sexual identity. That's got to be good news.
Yes. You know, again, youth story showing the next generation is not necessarily falling in line with maybe the conservative views of their respective governments. And we've got some countries here that are not generally listed high up on the LGBTI friendliness
scale, yes.
So you've got Uganda, Zambia, you know, quite well known, Sudan. So, you know, it's going to show again maybe sort of the cross-pollination, but social media awareness of the global issues is having an effect.
And in brief, Chinese students vow to fight a penalty for distributing rainbow flags at a university.
And good news out of Cuba, the government there is opening the door potentially to gay marriage.
And from the UK, the Commonwealth Games boss says anti-LGBT countries are unlikely to host a Commonwealth Games, even though there's no particular ban in place. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.